our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
That was new.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
No. This is a podcast. Holly spent the last 100 hours doing cookies. I'm gonna check my...
It was approximately 100 hours. I decided to bake and ice Christmas cookies for my office unsolicited, so, you know.
I'm gonna see if anybody else thinks if your cookies are bad or not on Facebook. I just posted them.
My sister said they weren't, so that's something.
Let me see. Six people like it.
Yeah? Six, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And two people said they are nigh professional looking. Ooh. Or one of them did, and one said they look pretty cool. One was my brother, and one was Andy Giants Dance.
Who said which thing?
My brother said they look pretty cool, and Andy says they are nigh professional looking cookie.
Nice. That is Jackie Cation's husband. Oh... Can you help me?
Yeah.
I can't sit down. No! No!
Ah! No? Ah! What help do you need otherwise?
Podcast listeners. You have just hurt me in so much pain.
I'm sorry you're in pain. Did that happen that you wanted?
It hurt so bad.
I thought you wanted me to help you sit down.
So yesterday I did a workout, and then today...
Are you crying? I didn't mean to hurt you.
It really hurt.
I was just trying to help you sit.
I don't know if you know this, but when someone goes to push you down, your reaction is to use your muscles to not fall down.
No, don't do that. I was helping.
Yeah, well, that's a reaction, like a reflex.
Your muscles are broken.
Yeah, so my muscles hurt a lot, and Adam has pushed me.
I thought I was helping.
You did think you were helping. I know that about you.
Do you want to open Creeplings?
Oh, my God. Ooh, I'm still recovering.
Will that help? So we got our Creeplings that we
I'm
ordered.
I'm literally crying. I think just from laughing, though. Our Creeplings finally came in the mail. Can you go get me a toothpick? I'm going to multitask and paint this cat.
There is a cat being painted.
Oh, can I tell you a story that I told my sister, but I said I was probably going to tell on the podcast, so I'm going to.
Oh, my God.
What?
I haven't seen these cookies. They're so good.
Yeah, there's the other ones.
There's a Christmas tree.
Yeah, those are the new ones. There's only one tree. I was going to do more trees, but I only had two cookies left and I forgot.
You're so good at cookieing.
Yeah, the spiral ones look really cool, right?
Uh-huh. I like the Christmas tree one.
Anyway, so yesterday I went to the store to buy food, and I have a Secret Santa, like, situation at work, so I also bought alcohol. I bought like a little tiny alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I stood for like 10 minutes in front of the alcohols because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to the checkout, the cashier asked me for my ID. And so I gave him my ID and he said something. He went like, hey, if you have... And I couldn't hear what he said. And then I was like, what? And he was like, if you'd been born a day earlier, we would be twins. And I go... Well, I'm already a twin, so we'd be triplets. And he says, really? I'm a twin too, so we'd be quadruplets. And then he gives a pause. He's like, are you identical? And I paused for a second, and I just said yes, because it's easier to answer that way.
Because it's true.
And he's like, I am too. And I was like, that's very interesting. And so that is what happened to me yesterday at the store.
Okay.
I'm painting this yellow cat purple.
and he will turn out to be brownish.
He's a superhero cat.
Oh, is he like purple guy?
I don't know.
I'm gonna open your creeplings while you do that.
Yeah, open up a creeplings.
All right, so let me put pants on.
Anyway, so the Secret Santa situation at work, I've decided to go all out for it, and I'm doing like a themed. So my Secret Santa person really likes cats. And I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast because she's just going to ruin this for herself. But I don't think she's even aware I have a podcast. So, she really likes cats and all sorts of other like nerdy stuff. So I am going to every day this week. I bought these like $5 miniature cats, and I'm going to leave them on her desk in various like themed poses. Like the first day, I had some cats playing D&D, and there was like a dungeon master, and I made like a little tiny DM screen out of a magic card. It looked really good, and she thought that was cute, and then I left like a D20 there. And then tomorrow I'm going to leave an issue of Gwenpool on her desk, and I'm going to leave some superhero cats there. So I'm painting this cat purple to denote that he has superpowers, because mm-hmm. obviously a purple cat would have superpowers,
right? I'm trying to figure out how to do live from a different account when I open my creepling.
Like from your...
From my phone?
From your own account or from the podcast?
Yeah, from the podcast account.
Oh, I had to go... Oh, there we go. I had to go into the podcast.
There we go. All right.
Okay, let's remember how last time we didn't have our station ready.
Okay, we'll get your station ready.
No, I'm painting this cat. You get the station ready.
I was just going to move this.
I told you I was multitasking and painting this cat.
Moving my snack.
I also... No, that's not the snack.
What's our snack?
This is our snack.
Oh.
That's how I found out that our cashier, my cashier was Korean.
Okay.
He was like a Korean guy who I'm a quadruplet with almost.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. Do this...
This is a really great podcast.
Listen, I'm trying to figure this out on the fly, and you're not helping.
This paint tastes... All right. It smells potato chips. I'm not sure I understand smell like potato chips. If anybody knows why acrylic paint would smell like potato chips, you let me know.
Oh my god, why doesn't this let me do this?
Is this difficult for you? Are you having trouble? Do you want to pause the podcast while you get it figured out?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to pause this. Hold on.
We'll be back in a moment.
All right, we're back.
Back.
All right, I'm going to hit...
It's the publish button in case anyone needs to know for later.
Okay, we're going to... Just let me describe it here.
We're going to live video, only this time it's not going to be like a bunch of seconds at the beginning of me just like pointing it at the floor. Because I'm so good at video.
Hello.
Are we live?
We're live. We're going to open a creeplings.
We got a bunch of them. Yeah. We got extras.
I'm going to open
We got
this
more
one
than we
first.
Ordered, which is really nice.
It's hard to...
Hard to do with one hand.
Yeah.
I have a tripod.
You have a tripod?
Yeah, I just remembered that. Give me 1 second. I'll go grab it.
Okay.
I have a phone tripod.
Then I can just set the phone on it while I do this.
Okay, when I come back, don't pull me down. I'll just...
Okay, we got blind box. Is there... There's two in here. Okay, we got a little paper. We'll get this out for our checklist. A bunch of little dudes. They're all pretty good. Old Cake is my favorite. There he is. Old Cake. Ooh, he's blurry. Oh boy, Old Cake. What are you doing, Old Cake? Being blurry. There he is.
Got this tripod.
Okay, so how do I do it?
I don't know how it's gonna work, but give me your phone.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot. It's a good thing we're doing this live.
Yeah.
Remember how I said that?
Just make sure it's pointing over here, and I'll open this. All right. Oh.
It's pointing there-ish.
Okay.
So.
I can't see.
Yeah. Well,
is.
You're not gonna be able to. All
right. There we go.
My goodness, we're so good at live streaming, guys.
All right, we got
so
this guy.
So good at it.
Ooh, it's the alien guy. We don't have that one.
It's poorly lit in here.
It is.
Make it a light.
I think it's just because the angle that the phone is at.
Right, but it's also poorly lit.
There's an alien man.
What's his name?
Oh, I should look it up, huh? Instead of just pretending like I don't know. I guess I don't know. Let's see. Alien man is named Sud.
Sud?
Sud. Like a
That's
single...
A good name.
Like single Sud. Soap. Like a single soap bubble. Pretty good. That's Sud. Let's see who else is in here. Oh, jinkies. That got real bright.
Yeah, well, it needs to.
All right,
You're
here's our
camera.
Next guy. Oh, he's
Ooh,
my favorite.
Did we already get him?
Yeah, he's still my favorite. RO5.
I'm actually kind of glad we have two of those.
He's real good.
That's the same color one we have too?
Yeah, he's RO5.
Nice. Oh, he's I opened one off camera the other day. I got Jerp.
Do you want to bring him over so I can look at him?
Yeah.
Look at him under the light.
He looks like this.
All right. You can take
it. I'm still painting this cat.
This one's Jerp. He's pretty good.
He's like a cool dude.
He's got on the back, it says China. If you like China.
You're into China.
He's got feet. He stands up on his feet. There's RO5 also stands up. All right, should I open another one, or do you want to open one?
Yeah, you can open another. Did you open a box?
I opened a box.
Okay, then
I'll open a bag. They sent us a couple bags because it took them a little while to get here. Do you want to hand me a bag?
Yeah.
And I will open it. There's RO5 again. It's pretty good. Yeah, this is what the bag looks like. Oh dear, this tripod has been
compromised.
There's a bag. There's creeplings on it, and we've got all the guys, including Cookie Man with a bite taken out of him.
Remember, we are also on a podcast.
We're also on a podcast. Hello, podcast listeners. You should watch the video, which we will have posted on our thing. All right, we have a cupcake. He's a green cupcake with a pink top. His name is he's not Shmemmy. Well, he's a Shmemmy, but he's a different color Shmemmy.
The other, whoever isn't a Shmemmy, probably a Lemmy or Jemmy or something.
Bemmy.
You having trouble finding it?
I don't know where he is. Crump.
Crump.
He's Crump.
All right, that's a different name than I was expecting.
Crump is pretty good. And the bags just have one guy.
Yeah, they do.
One mystery toy per pack. Crump. All right. Is the guy. Okay, I'm done opening them, and Holly's busy painting a purple cat.
No, I'm gonna open a box.
Okay, Holly's gonna open one. And then we're gonna be done with our live thing.
Okay, let's keep it short today. We have another box. Are we saving that for next week?
Yeah, we have another box and another bag that we'll save for next week.
Open it, because I actually can't.
Literally can't.
Last week I had to tear the box. That's my one, like, I understand why they do it, like, they tape the box closed, but I don't like it, because I can't open it. All right. No, they're mine.
It's mine.
I would also like to see in the boxes two individually packed ones.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Separately. Individually ones.
But it probably costs more, so I can't.
Yeah, to do them individually.
Who are you? You got like big wing hand arm guys.
Wing hand arm guys.
His name is
guys.
Cobat.
Cobat?
Put him under,
Crobat?
Under the, nope, Cobat. Put him under the thing.
He's got big arms and
He's
two
got
teeth.
Some arms.
And a heart.
He is a weirdie for sure.
He's double ultra rare.
I think he's just regular.
He's regular.
I mean, they're all double ultra rare because there just aren't that many.
There's only
of them
a there. Few of them that exist.
All right, and Cobat. Cobat. I like you.
There's RO5.
I like you.
Oh, who's that?
It's like a little
cutie
doll
pie?
Looking guy person. Let me
little
find
cutie.
Out. I'm finding out. Baby Ice.
Baby Ice.
Sure, why not?
Got some hair going
on. That's
a
baby
on.
For sure.
Got
all right.
Some little frillies
going on. I'm
happy
with what we've opened.
All right, we got some creeplings.
What's your favorite
there
one that you like?
RO5.
Yeah?
And I like Sud.
You like Sud?
And I like Crump, too.
I think I like Crump the best.
I like RO5 the best.
All right, let's kill the stream
all right,
and
stream
continue
is done.
Podcasting.
Thanks for watching.
Come listen to our podcast.
Okay, we're back on the podcast.
We're still on the podcast.
We're still on the podcast.
It's been the same podcast the whole time.
And we have posted a video.
Probably. Or it will post. I think it takes like a minute after
does
you
it?
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we'll figure it out. So we've had a week.
We have had
we're
a
we're still
week.
Having a week. You've we're recording a... this on Sunday because I have to work all day tomorrow.
Yeah, Adam's working a split shift. They're hiring, training, whatever, new people. And that necessarily means that sometimes they have to train, and
so, yeah.
He's kind of the only one around to train him right now because his other shift manager is on vacation.
Yeah.
So
just me.
Just you.
And all the noobs.
It's all right. It's working out. It seems to be anyway.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
What else is going on?
I bought you a bath bomb.
You did buy me a bath bomb.
For go to use in the bath tonight.
Because I'm in so much pain. This nice fella bought me a bath bomb at Lush.
That's your Christmas present.
You know what I should have done is
Happy Christmas. I hope you enjoy it.
You should have painted this one. Right? Because he got like that cool stripe. Uh-huh. He'd have looked cooler as a superhero.
He's still a superhero. You can make another one.
No. My other one's going to wear a cape.
Well, how come he can't wear a cape?
Because you don't get to have a color. You don't get to change colors and have a cape.
No, how come he can't wear a cape?
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
I guess he could wear a cape. I don't know. I hadn't considered who was going to wear the cape.
His stripe cat.
Yeah. Stripe I was thinking about making a little jumpsuit, but I couldn't make
you gonna make a mask for him?
No, he's already got kind of a half mask.
Yeah, so but you just gotta draw a mask on him.
If it were this guy, or like, I have to save the laying downwards one because he's gonna be in a bed at some point. But I don't know.
I hope you like all your Christmas presents that I got you.
Yeah, did you give me all my Christmas presents? Mm-hmm. Like this
I got you this chocolate orange. I got you these popcorn.
Okay, you gave me the chocolate orange like a month ago.
Yeah, that was an early Christmas present. You weren't supposed to open it until Christmas.
Oh, I wasn't? Uh-huh. Okay, you never gave me
that's why I put it in the drawer.
I thought you put it in the drawer because it had sat on top of the desk for so long. That was what I had assumed had happened.
Okay. That's not at all what happened.
Well,
what happened was I gave it to you for Christmas, and that's...
I don't think that's the
case.
That's
my whole Christmas budget.
You gave that to me, like, before Halloween, I swear. Mm. You gave it to me super a long time ago.
So that was the whole Christmas budget.
That
so
was
you're
it.
Welcome.
That was the entire Christmas budget.
Nothing else.
A chocolate orange and some popcorn and a bath bomb.
Yep.
Actually, that probably was. Lush's stuff is really expensive.
It was about $25 altogether.
Yeah. Well, it'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll get to see a bath bomb, which you've never seen before, so that'll
I
be
get
fun.
To look at it fizz. Well, I'm going to go to sleep right after this, so.
Well, I'm going to go take a bath right after this, so it'll work out.
Okay. Everything works out.
What else have we been doing? I ate some cookies. What did I do yesterday? I feel like I did stuff yesterday.
I've been playing Pokemon when I'm not working.
You have been.
I'm trying to catch them all. I got a Lapras today. He showed up on my Isle of Beans.
Isle of Beans! Are you sure it wasn't the Isle of Plenty?
No, it was the Isle of Beans.
Yeah, I know. That's the one the that one brings the beans. Other Pokemon.
Yeah, so Lapras just showed up, and I was like, oh, shit, Lapras.
Yeah, Lapras. I like Lapras.
I also got a Emolga there as well. So just like all random Pokemon show up. There's a lot of Murkrow show up there.
I think my favorite part about the new Pokemon games is when your Pokemon like doesn't get poisoned because he's like, it would make you too sad if he was poisoned. So
I know.
Doesn't.
Yeah, that's I like that.
It's really cool.
I think it's the friendship.
Yeah, like if you
or
like,
happiness.
Yeah, if you like, and they've had happiness in a lot of different iterations across the generations.
Was it happiness like, or friendship? They're two different things.
It's probably friendship because happiness is like how you make your Munchlax evolve, but I don't think it has anything
yeah,
to do
yeah,
with it.
Happiness is them.
Well,
yeah,
whatever.
I don't know. I can't
They
kind of
go up at the same rate. So.
Like the one that you do, like when you pet them.
You pet them, or like you comb the fuzz off of them, or like you blow dry them after a water fight.
Yeah.
But you can get to a point with your Pokemon where, if they would be like burned in battle or confused or whatever, they won't be, because they'll be like, they like Snorlax recovered from his burn because he didn't want to worry you.
Uh-huh.
Like that's a real thing. And in game the other day, like I watched, like I saw there was dialogue at the bottom that said like, I knew you could do it. And then like Snorlax turned his head like he heard your words of encouragement. Oh, it was so good. Oh, it's the best.
The Snorlax they give you is the best one. Just because he has
like
fake out.
Like the Munchlax guy. He's so good.
He has Happy Hour, which is awesome to get you money. And he has Hold Back, which is a false swipe. And
he's
then
also just nice.
Yeah. He has really good moves and we're best friends. And also my Crobat. I have Crobat and Snorlax, and they got me through the whole game.
Yeah, you pretty much didn't even use your other Pokemon. They were just there to level up so you could evolve them or whatever.
Yeah, and I have only a few left, and then I can have a real team.
Yeah. Is there competitive Pokemon around here anywhere?
Most likely,
is, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
I hadn't thought where to look, but probably one.
Probably
like
maybe somewhere
stores.
Near the Pokemon Company.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's over there.
Yeah,
over in
you make a good point.
Redmond, I think.
I thought it was Bellevue.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Same thing.
Is it the same thing?
It's over there.
I don't know where any of the other cities are. The only other place I can get to from here is Bothell.
Bothell.
I can get to Bothell.
Bothell sounds like a Star Wars planet.
It does, and it probably should be, but it is, in fact, a northeast suburb of Seattle.
If you know for sure if Bothell is a Star Wars planet, let us know.
Yeah, tweet at us. Nobody ever tweets at us, so, you know, be special. We like do reply if people tweeted us. That's like a real thing.
Well, the thing I know too is I listen. I listen to a lot of podcasts, right? And then when I'm listening to them, like, I just don't have a chance to get to a computer, and then I forget totally to do it. So it's not that big of a deal. If you don't send us a message, we're not going to be sad. I know that we have listeners that care about us, even if they don't tell us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, we have listeners who care about us, and they'll tell us.
No. Like, all the podcasts I listen to, I very rarely send a message, even though they always say to.
They don't, though.
No, they do, yeah.
Which podcast do you listen
to? Every podcast I listen to, like, all my Westworld parts are like, send us a message, or
tell them CJ is like, yeah, send
us
a
call us at the store.
But, like, I've never heard a Nerdist go, like, tell us hi on Twitter.
Oh, well, that's because they don't give a shit about their listeners.
Yeah, but we do give a shit about our listeners.
Right, but, I mean, all the podcasts
I listen
to.
We're getting more listeners all the time. I approved a request to get into the Facebook group today. Although we don't use the Facebook group. Right. I'd recommend the page.
So what I'm saying is that as a listener of podcasts who have small audiences, very rarely do people who listen send messages to the podcast. That's all I'm saying.
No, I think what you're saying is that you anecdotally don't send messages.
Right, because I am, as a listener to podcasts.
Yeah, but you're not the only listener, and I don't think you can say very rarely. All right, rarely. If any of our podcast listeners have a podcast.
If any of our podcast listeners have never sent us a message before, now's your chance. Just say hi. Holly wants to know you exist because she doesn't believe me that you do.
Because every time we do contests where we're like, we'll literally give you something for free.
To be fair, we're kind of not giving away the greatest things.
Okay, yeah, but, like, it's free. Listen.
I have a sniffle.
You have a sniffle?
Hold on.
Are you sick?
Oh, nope. Never going to be sick.
Good, can't don't get sick. Me sick because I can't get sick. I have 5 days left to work until this vacation. I'm not getting sick, dude. I refuse.
I can't get sick too because no one else is there.
Yeah, that's true. They have no one to replace you with, short of bringing someone from another store.
All right. We're going to eat this Korean words potato snack.
Yeah, it's... So did you know apparently it's really easy to learn to read Korean but not to know what it says?
Oh, you can pronounce it easily?
Yeah, they're like... consistent, like the characters are consistent pronunciation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Japanese, too.
Yeah, but you won't know what they say. And they're actually, like, really easy characters to, like, discern.
Yeah, I can see that they're easy to discern. I just don't know how to pronounce them. How come, remember when I was learning Japanese?
Yeah, remember when you bought that game at PAX? You're like, I'm gonna learn Japanese.
Yeah, but then you didn't want to play it.
Played it. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Because you're like, I don't want to, then who am I gonna play it with?
I thought you said it could be played by one person. That's why you bought it.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to open up potato snack. Nong Shim is the brand. They're about 2 servings per container.
Okay. Can you tell us any more about it?
Yeah, it has ingredients. First ingredient is wheat flour.
Perfect.
Second ingredient is potato.
Sorry, gluten-free nose.
This is not... I can tell you one more thing. It's best before 25 March of 2017.
Okay. Well, this is before that.
Yeah. So we're all set.
That's good, that's good.
Also, one other thing, it has 4% of daily iron.
Ooh, I probably need some iron, I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know what other foods have iron in them that I might need.
Also,
today,
0 grams of trans fat.
That's what I look for in food.
I'm opening it up.
All right.
I'm not sure what that does for
I was
you,
interested
it
in
here.
It because it said potato, it's not like a chip though, it's like a puffed something. Does it smell bad?
It doesn't smell good.
Okay, well... No, don't knock it till you try it.
I didn't say it smelled bad.
The Tuesday salami ended up being okay. Yeah. I don't think it smells like anything. It kind of smells like cereal.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good, but it doesn't... It's not bad. Yeah, they taste good. They just don't smell like potato or anything. It's very like...
They literally smell like breakfast cereal.
It tastes like deep fried or baked mashed potatoes.
Yeah, those are actually really good. I like these a lot.
Tastes like baked mashed, like fluffier baked mashed potatoes.
We should explain what the texture is on these.
They look like
they're like a puffed snack, but they have like zigzags.
So imagine if there was like a maggot, or not a maggot, a mealworm, right? That was puffed.
I was gonna say it looks more like you know how sometimes with carrot sticks they'll like do scalloped carrot sticks.
Yeah, okay, somewhere in between that and a puffy mealworm.
Okay. Well, I recommend them.
Yeah, they're fine.
I am not opposed to them. They fulfill my requirement that I really like.
They are okay.
Carby potato snacks.
Yeah. Do you want to try your other snack?
I've already tried the other snack.
I know, but I'm gonna try it again. All right,
what you're saying is, do you want to eat some popcorn?
Oh man! So I went to this gourmet popcorn place in town.
It's down by Pike Place Market. I've seen it before. I've just never gone in.
Cucuruza, and I walked in. There was nobody in there. So
there's
anybody
in there.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna walk in here and see what's going on. So they're like, hey, do you want to try a sample? And I'm like, oh yeah. They had like 13 different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a thing about football.
Okay.
Because they had like the 12th flavor, and I'm like, what does that mean, the 12th
flavor?
Oh, it's
that 12th player thing. You told me that.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, they take that shit really seriously
here.
Like
the 12th man is like the people that are the fans.
Yeah, you told me that weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like the 12th player, because there's 11 players on the field, so the 12th one is the fan.
Okay, so I'm going to give you one, and you're going to eat it.
Okay.
It's three of them stuck together, so I hope that's okay.
Sure.
And then you tell the listeners what it tastes like.
Mmm! Tastes like eggnog.
Yeah, they made eggnog popcorn.
It's so good.
Also, the bit that they gave me to taste, I'm going to try a different one that's a different flavor. There's like one with white chocolate, and that one's gingerbread.
Yeah, I've had a hard time getting the gingerbread flavored ones.
Right, it just generally...
It just tastes like caramel corn.
Well, it tastes like gingerbread, but you just have to be like, oh, okay, gingerbread.
Does it? Because I made gingerbread cookies tonight.
Yeah, but yours were like very molasses.
They're regular. I don't know. Maybe I just really like molasses because I thought they just tasted regular.
Oh, man, that eggnog, though. Mmm.
Eggnog's really good. Try to find a gingerbread one for me.
Okay, here you go.
Put it in my mouth.
It's good.
Oh! Okay, I hadn't gotten one with like the topping stuff on it. Mm-hmm. I just got regular caramel corn, which is
there's
why I
also
taste like caramel corn.
Little pieces of gingerbread in here.
What?
They're rare, but they exist. It's like when you find a wild Pokemon, it's like the 5% chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but anyway, I recommend Cucuruza Gourmet Popcorn.
I don't know if it's a chain or if it's just Seattle or
handcrafted in Seattle, Washington. It says.
Well, sure, that's what that bag says, but maybe there's, like, one in L.A. that's, like, handcrafted in Los Angeles, California.
There are two locations.
Two? Where's the other one?
215 Pike Street. Oh, maybe that's just
that's the
bag.
One you went to.
Let me Google it. There's a cucuruza.com. I'm gonna look that up real quick here.
Gee, I wonder if they had to compete for cucuruza.com.
I asked what it meant, and they said it was a Slavic word.
Sure. You could tell me it's almost anything. To be honest, it sounded Japanese to me.
They said it's the Slavic... Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That's why I asked, but they said it's the Slavic word for corn.
Sure.
All right. No, they have one location.
It's 215 Pike Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's just there. But you can't... Oh, no, wait, there's a location. That's just the flagship store.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's one in Ballard.
Hey, really? Yeah.
On Market Street.
Oh, shit. We've probably walked by it a million times, just didn't even realize.
We'll have to stop in again and try a different flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, and also in Japan.
And there's one in Japan?
There's six in Japan.
Oh, okay. So I think they're lying about it being Slavic. You should really look that up because that's literally, like, that's definitely.
There's one in Taiwan.
Taiwan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
The two in Saudi Arabia are temporarily closed.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You know, sometimes things happen in Saudi Arabia.
But you can buy this anywhere and get it shipped. They ship it.
That's cool.
The eggnog popcorn is real good.
Totally worth it.
Cucuruza, KUKURUZA.com. Use the promo code. There's no promo code.
There's no promo code. We're not sponsored. Someday we'll be sponsored.
So I felt like a dick when I bought cards from Card Kingdom and didn't use a promo code.
Because
I have two podcasts that I listen to that both have Card Kingdom.
No. Well, I mean, it's not like you did it on purpose.
No, I know. It's just like, because I listen to a podcast, I'm like, oh,
I just
bought something. I could have given somebody 30 cents.
Oh, well. Yeah. You forgot. It happens. You're human.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us how Friday night went for you?
Yeah. So I bought a magic deck. I don't know if I mentioned that last week.
I don't think you mentioned it because I don't think you decided you were going
to
do it.
So I decided I wanted to play standard format magic, which is the most current few sets. So I wanted to, right now is the cheapest standard has been for
a while.
A real, real long time. And one of the things that Wizards of the Coast is trying to do is make Standard cheaper for players. So more people can play it. And so I bought a Standard deck. I paid...
are they doing that? Like, how
So a few different ways. One of the things is Masterpieces. So Masterpieces make the whole box... You can't have the box worth more than the cards that are in it.
Right.
So by putting Masterpieces in the packs, by having a very rare card that you don't need for your deck in the boxes, it lowers the price of all the other rares.
Interesting.
So if buying boxes is a bad idea, because if you don't get a Masterpiece, you don't get
you wasted your...
Yeah, you don't get the cost of the box, and it's one in every box and a half, I think. It's four in every case, so four out of every six boxes. So not every box has a Masterpiece in it. I think that's the right math. It might be wrong.
I've decided that the purple cat is villain cat.
Maybe it's one in every four boxes. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Purple cat has red eyes now. That's very villainy.
So, yeah, he looks good. But, so by lowering the price of the rares in the set, that means that even the best rares are only going to be maybe $5-$10 as opposed to $20. So, like, you can build a very good deck for $100 maybe instead of... with Origins, Magic Origins, Standard was, for the best deck, it was like $700.
Yeah, it got crazy for a long time.
Because you had to have, like, fetch lands, which were all $20 a piece, and you had to have Jaces, which were like $80 a piece, so it was just, it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But now, right now, the deck I wanted to build, I had a lot of the stuff for it already, so I just had to pay, it was like $79.14 or something like that. So I paid $80, got a full deck, went and played, I went 3-1.
You did really well for your first time playing Standard in a super long time.
And I went 3-1 and got $10 store credit, which I'm going to use to enter next week and just...
Maybe. We don't know if you can do that yet.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I can go next week, but...
No, you can use
store credit because use all the same... Like, you use the same system to buy everything. Like, when you buy cards, you use the same credit card, like the same system they have.
Yeah, okay.
But, so I'll use it for entry fees.
That's cool.
And I'll just... And I'll go infinite with my deck and hopefully... build up a little bit of credit, so if I need to buy another deck later, I'll have enough.
Yeah, or when the next set comes out, you'll be able to adapt to whatever comes into it. Because that's probably going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But even doing that, it's cheaper than drafting every week, which, I mean, you like drafting, which is cool and awesome, but also can get really expensive.
And also, it gets me way too many cards.
Yeah, that's true. You have cards that you don't do anything with because you don't play Standard.
Because I could
I guess you do now. But...
I can do drafting online if I ever wanted to, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm ready for Standard again. I'm going to do that, because the Panharmonicon's a great card.
I feel like the last time you played Standard was your Soldier's deck.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, my, Theros. It was like Return to Ravnica Theros. No, I played a little bit in cons.
Deck. Did you?
I had my, my five-color Chromanticore deck.
With
Siege Rhinos and all that. But, I didn't play Standard in Fate Reforged, since Fate Reforged, but I played in cons.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once Fate Reforged came out, I just couldn't keep up.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And then...
you were just like... You were over it.
Yeah.
You were hashtag over it.
Yeah, so I didn't play through all of Innistrad block. Dragons, I didn't play.
Yeah, I knew you didn't play Innistrad.
I didn't play Innistrad either time.
Yeah.
I missed Innistrad block both times.
You didn't play Zendikar.
Yeah, didn't play Zendikar. But I'm playing in Kaladesh.
You are. And you're rocking it.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. So yeah, I guess that was a couple years I was out.
I like that Wizards is making like a very obvious turn towards diversity. I think that's a good choice for them.
Yeah, just making a lot of a diverse Standard. They've been trying to do that for a while.
I mean like literally diversity. Like completely opposite from what you're saying. Like
diverse format? What do you mean?
No, like, character diversity.
Oh, like in the story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
I think that's cool. I think it helps, aside from making Standard, like more accessible monetarily, I think it makes it more accessible to people who feel marginalized.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, if you can see yourself in the story for something, it becomes more approachable to you.
Mm.
Like, you can understand it, you can get it, and you can feel like you have a place there.
Mm.
Right? Like... if all of the characters in Magic the Gathering were always dudes, or were like,
Well, they've always had diverse characters.
They're getting way more obviously diverse now. Sure. Like, they're putting trans and non-binary characters in there. I mean, yeah, as far as skin color goes, I guess they've always technically been diverse.
I mean, there's always been, like, women and stuff.
Yeah, but they're not... There's always been women, but for the large part, they've been objectified women. They've been women wearing tiny little armor and... You don't see it because you don't care.
I mean, I just feel like Jaya Ballard was awesome and... Chandra was always awesome.
Yeah, but that's new. Those are relatively new.
Since Lorwyn.
That's... I don't know.
Well, Jaya Ballard was there since Ice Age, so that was 1994.
What I'm saying is I think that it's cool that they're taking that turn and that they're making an actual attempt, visible attempt at it.
Yeah, well, they've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I don't know if that's
That's fine.
That's just what I want to say.
So, yeah, I met somebody else who was a drafter. I know, I mean, not that I didn't meet her, but I was downstairs.
Her?
Yes. Yeah, there's girls that play Magic
what?
Too.
What?
No, I was downstairs right when I was leaving.
Oh, I was trying to be a jealous wife there, but I see where you were going with it.
I don't know. I was just trying to tell the story. I went downstairs to, I had to finish an inventory or something, so I went downstairs to get the last, I had to count the popcorn that we had. And I saw her there, and I looked over and I'm like, I recognize you. And I'm like, oh, you play Magic. I drafted with you at Phoenix. And she's like, yeah, I'm Lily. I was like, cool, hi.
Lily, huh?
Yeah.
Liliana? What?
Oh, no!
What?
She a necromancer? I'm getting necromanced. Am I a zombie?
Maybe. I don't know, you're acting about the same as normal, so if you're a zombie, I'm not going to kill you because you seem fine.
Brain. Give me it.
I just need one brain.
Just give me it. If I only had a brain.
I just need a brain.
But, yeah, so...
We were going to start to do story time, remember?
Oh, let's do it.
Story time?
What are we doing it for?
Well, we're going to do, like...
Oh, we need words.
The four-word thing. All right, let's do this real quick.
Hold on. I got a thing. Write them down.
Okay. I don't have a pen, but I'll write them down in my brain pen. Give me a pen.
Need the paper.
I don't need paper. What do we got?
Politician.
Politician.
Yeah.
Okay.
Battle.
Is this a word generator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tender.
Tender, okay.
And your last word is biography.
Biography. Okay, do you want to write down your words?
Okay, give me a pen.
Tell us what your words are.
Okay, my words are melt. Opposition.
Okay. Those are good so far.
Latest.
Okay, that's a good one too.
And useful.
Would you prefer your words or my words?
You go first.
Okay. So,
okay, one rule.
Yep.
No dead babies.
No dead babies. That's a perfectly acceptable rule. I wasn't gonna go for the dead babies. So, I want to tell you a story about a young woman who had just graduated high school. Didn't really know what she wanted to do with her life, right? So, she'd always been kind of active in her community, and she really, you know, wanted to help people, help programs, help things move forward, help her community grow. Mm-hmm. So she decided to become a local politician. She graduated high school with, like, all the honors and stuff. She went to community college for a couple of years, you know, got her associate's degree. She's in a really small town, like 700-ish people, so you don't really need more than that to be a politician. So, the weird thing is that, so this was happening at a time where there was an overall political revolution, like, in her country, and it happened to be that her town was sort of adjacent to kind of the front lines of where people were clashing. Mm-hmm. It was like this political battle between, like the rich people and the people who felt like they were oppressed, right? So what she did was she saw this as an opportunity, right, to help people. She could help both sides, maybe bring everyone together. So she had been cooking from a young age, and her signature dish, everybody loved it. She's like, I'm going to make this. I'm going to make it for both sides. They're going to come to a meeting together at our town hall. They're going to talk to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So she brought everyone together in a meeting. She said, listen, I'm locking you guys in this room. I'm only going to leave you these chicken tenders. And you're going to figure out a way to get out of this. And 23 hours later, mm-hmm. all the chicken tenders were gone.
Mm-hmm. But did they leave any sauce? I'm sorry to interject.
I'm sorry.
Was there dipping sauce for the chicken tenders?
Obviously there was dipping sauce. You
was, was there a buffet of dipping sauces?
There was barbecue, there was ranch, and there was honey mustard.
Was there hot mustard?
No, there wasn't hot mustard. They discontinued hot mustard.
God damn you, McDonald's.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
So anyway, 23 hours later, they were out of chicken tenders, they were out of water, because they were all really thirsty, and they were like, listen, this is ridiculous. These chicken tenders have changed my life. And what are we even fighting about? What we can really agree on is that chicken tenders are universal. Mm-hmm. And so she single-handedly ended the conflict in her country, and they wrote a biography about her later, and it became a national bestseller.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
I'm not going to use the words in the same order.
You do,
and that's fine.
It's easier, I think, for me.
All right, I got to figure out a story here.
You know what I've found is you can make it up as you go.
My story, is a news story.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Latest from the war that was happening in wherever a stan over in Europe.
Asia. The chicken tender war.
The chicken tender war. Yeah. the other side of the war, that the people that were fighting the whatever stands, they were fighting against the opposition, and they decided that chicken tenders were bullshit after 20 years later, and they decided that they were going to be vegetarians. So they killed all the chickens and then just burned them. And then all the feathers.
So they made chicken tenders.
So the feathers and all the beaks and stuff melted into the ground, mm-hmm. and they just burned down all the chickens.
That's just making chicken tenders.
Right, but then what they did is they made them useful by tilling them into the ground and growing plants and eating plants because chickens are bad.
So this is a story about how a whole country went vegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
The end.
Yeah. What were your words? I already forgot. Oh, useful. Latest. Okay. Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Can you melt a chicken beep? Is that like a real thing?
Yeah, obviously. They did it in wherever a stand.
They did it in chicken tender stand.
Chicken tender stand.
All right, well.
We've done our stories.
Now that we've established that I'm really good at storytelling.
And I'm not at all good at storytelling. I wasn't allowed to use dead babies, so.
You set that rule.
Right, because I'm trying to expand my horizons.
You proactively offered that rule.
Right. Because I just keep falling for the same crutch. It's Dan Harmon's Fuck Your Mama.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, dead babies.
Not going into it.
And you know what? That makes people sad. People who've had miscarriages or, actually lost babies. It makes them sad. Yeah. So dead baby jokes are not always the best idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never lost a baby.
I'm not here to be Mr. Sensitive.
Oh, are we gonna be like that?
No, I'm just not. I'm just me. Sorry.
I mean, that's not. We can talk about that off the podcast because that's not a way to be. That's the equivalent of saying like, well, this is how things have been, so this is how they'll always be, because that's not true.
No, it's gonna change. True. Things change.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you gotta accept
so,
it.
What you need to do is realize that you can also change and not be an insensitive asshole.
I probably could, but you know what? I got so much other shit going on.
Do you? Mm. Do you? Well, I think you're going to have to. Shit, I wonder when that... There's a community against Donald Trump meeting in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to go to that.
Oh, I'm going to go to it. I just forgot when it is.
It's probably yesterday.
No, I think it's Friday. Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
All right, do we have anything else to say?
Do
we have any other words that we need to speak aloud in no microphone?
Oh, one more. Hold on.
Okay. Equal. Adam has generated another word, and it is
equal.
Equal.
Do you know what equals equals?
What?
Equals.
What?
Equals equals equals.
Okay. I thought you were just going to define equal,
mm-hmm.
but in a way that's not the definition of that word.
If and only if equals.
That's, I'm afraid you don't know what you're doing. And if it's if and only if when you're programming in some languages, it's just an if with two Fs.
Uh-huh, I know. I've seen that. If and only if.
If.
It's if this, but nothing else. You can't be anything else. It's only this.
Yeah.
Not anything. If it's something else, no.
Actually, I think that's that in proofs, too. IFF.
Yeah, that's how I remember it from like a geometry class.
I hated proofs. They were the worst.
I like geometry, except my teacher was weird. He called me energy crystal.
What? Hold on. You can't unpack that at minute 41 of the podcast.
No, well, when I was like in, I guess, ninth grade, it was eighth grade or ninth grade. I went to Funfest and bought like a snowflake obsidian crystal because I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, because it does look cool.
Yeah, and then I wore it and he called me energy crystal because he thought I was some kind of weird hippie.
Oh, he didn't understand that it just looked cool?
Yeah.
He didn't understand. Did you tell him that it looked cool?
Yeah, but he was, you know.
He already had an idea.
He had the idea that I was energy crystal.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I understand.
Yeah. I was also weird, like.
Right. I know that about you.
I think most people were probably weird.
You think so?
In high school. No, some people were regular.
No, I think that most people were probably...
Did anybody ever write, don't ever change in your yearbook?
Maybe, but I kind of stopped getting yearbooks.
I think it was kind of like 90% of people.
Didn't I tweet about that today? I did a retweet about that today that said, like, some people took don't ever change in their yearbook too seriously.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you read it, but maybe you didn't realize you read it.
Maybe I blocked it out, but I was thinking, maybe I just was thinking about it subconsciously, like, oh, maybe that.
Yeah. All right, let's kill this podcast, because we're probably going to have another podcast come Tuesday, because Tuesday.
Goodbye, podcast.
Wow, that's... What, don't say goodbye to the podcast.
Goodbye, forecasting.
Forecasting podcast.
I like this word generator.
You just
science!
It's called watchoutforsnakes.com with the number 4.
Watch out for snakes. I just looked like random word in it.
Okay. Whatever word you click next is going to be the ending, closing the podcast. Ready?
Motion. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.